The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And of course, we are back. It is Monday at 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m., March 13th, 2023. And of course, for the next 2 hours, the lines, and I'm talking about the phone lines, are wide open. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Do you have any questions or concerns about any of the stuff we're talking about, like, is my money safe? Yeah, we had at least two banks fail over the weekend. And we have just been told that all the major banks, and I'm talking about Citi, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, all that, $56 billion they lost just in this last week. That's what we're hearing. So is your money safe? We'll talk about that and other stuff here on the show today. Money. Ha! It gets the big raspberry. It's called fiat currency, for those of you who know the truth. And we'll get to that discussion in a bit. If you have a question about anything that we're doing at the Power Mall, you are more than welcome to give us a call or text us at 877-817-9829. You can use our live chat, which is available on thepowermall.com, or send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. We are doing a St. Patrick's Day sale on complete essentials this week, since Friday is St. Patrick's Day. You get 15% off complete essentials this week only as part of that celebration. Got your corned beef yet? I know, they're probably all going on sale this week. I usually buy, when they go on sale like that, I usually buy two or three of them and throw a couple in the freezer. White Harvest seed kits are back in stock this week. For those of you who are getting ready for spring planting, we've got 10% off head-to-toe clay and 10% off silver botanicals. And as a March special for our Power Hour affiliate, we have the Allergies Blessed Water Kit. You can save 10% on that as well from Butterfly Express Essential Oils. If you want to become a Power Mall affiliate, all you have to do is go to thepowermall.com and click on the affiliate link. That's /affiliateinfo.asp for those of you computer savvy people out there. Anybody that wants to call or text, whatever the case may be, to get in touch with the show, you can call the toll-free 877 number, 817-9029, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. We have a longtime listener from Minnesota asking we pray for his niece, Catherine, who has developed a tumor of unknown origin. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift this situation up to you and thank you for your healing and your miracles. Father, we know that if we ask anything in your name and there are two or more that agree, it'll be added unto them and added unto us. Ask and you shall receive. I mean, that's a biblical principle. We have free will. We come to you in all earnest to resolve whatever this issue is with Catherine and lift her up to you. She is your child. You know her life as the number of hairs on her head. And we thank you for her deliverance from all of this, whatever it may be. that her diagnosis is good and the outcome is great and that she recovers from whatever this is. We thank you for our blessings as well as hers and her deliverance as well as ours. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out of everybody? Amen. Come on. Let me hear it. Thank you. That's not a sight gag. That's us agreeing in unison. And you say it out loud, and therefore the adversary knows that you are part of this prayer request, and we appreciate that. If you have a prayer request, you can simply go to thepowerhour.com and click on the prayer request tab and leave us a message, or you can get a hold of Jay at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll be sure to include you on our prayer list. And, of course, we have a Marjorie Wildcraft's going to be joining us this week as part of the Grow Network. She's got a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation, even if you have no experience, you don't have a green thumb, you feel like an old curmudgeon, you're totally out of shape. You can register for free at powerhourfood.com. I have attended one of these webinars, and let me tell you something, it's pretty powerful information out there. So anyway, we've got the forum as well. For those of you who want to find out about gardening tips and tricks, you go to menu on thepowerhour.com, menu, community, forum, in that order, and get that way. And, of course, you can see our full list of partners besides the Grow Network by visiting thepowerhour.com and clicking on the partners tab. And by shopping with our partners through the website, you're helping to keep the Power Hour on the air, and we appreciate that. Yep, we got the news and open lines as well. We're on Facebook, but we also repeat this video on Brighteon and Rumble for those of you who have missed it. And you can share this. We appreciate you sharing the Power Hour with your friends, much the same way as Sue did with Mike. And Mike's on the phone. What's going on, sir?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Yourself?
Hello. Yeah, I'm starting. Like I told you last week, I'm going to start listening to shows. So today is the first day. I'm in my semi right now going to load. I do it illegally. I got a headset. I can talk while I'm driving my semi. But I'm going to load my load, and I'm starting my Monday out listening to you guys.
Well, we appreciate that, Mike. You can join Scott.
Hey, I got a
question. We got Scotty in Virginia that also, West Virginia, that chimes in. And he's always on the road when he calls. So this is a good thing. I'm glad the truckers are listening.
I got a question. Maybe you can find out, you and your listeners could answer this question for me. Our first district councilman on his campaign up here, Frank Mervan, first district councilman in Northwest Indiana, got elected, went up to Washington, said he's going to help with the steel industry and the CHIPS Act and all this stuff. And somewhere it was said that they're building a chip plant. But now I saw on the news last week somewhere in Ohio that somehow they're not. Are we building a chip plant yet, or is it just all in their talk?
No, actually, the state of Kansas with EMP Shield just announced $1.9 billion was going to be invested in a chip plant in Coffee County, Kansas. So that we know is a for sure thing. They are building a chip plant there. So I don't know about the rest of the country, but I do know about this one.
Yeah, because I go down. I have a regular run. I go from Northwest Indiana to Kentucky twice a week. You know, I do permit loads. I'm going down a highway weighing 120,000 pounds.
Wow. Wow, that's huge, buddy. That's huge.
But down there, there's a truck plant. They build pickup trucks, and there's a NASCAR track over there. Well, all of their pickup trucks are sitting in the parking lot and all around that NASCAR track because they can't finish putting those vehicles together because they don't have the parts to finish it.
Wow.
You know, well, that's why I was wondering maybe.
You're at least observant. You see it and you're going, gee, I wonder what the heck is going on with all those trucks parked there. They got to have some place to put them. And keep in mind, too, what just popped into my head, Mike, is you've got all these vehicles sitting over there. Somebody's got to be paying for that storage space.
Right. And then our company, the repair shop, they bought brand new trucks from this one place. And now take in mind, this is a brand new truck. Okay, they're making payments on it. Something went wrong with the truck, so they're trying to repair it. Well, the parts that they need, the truck's sitting outside. They had to pull it outside the building and let it sit now. They're not going to be able to get the parts for 3 to 4 months. Wow. Take in mind, they still have to make that truck payment. That truck's not making no money. They're losing money, you know.
Yeah.
It's like on my truck, I hope you guys talk about the wonderful banks that are having a problem. I was watching
that's on my list. Mike, that's on my list of to-dos this morning. We're going to talk about that.
I'm going to let you go so I can listen to you, but just to let you know, when I'm in my semi in your morning shows, I will be listening to you, and I'm going to let you go, and you and all your listeners, have a nice day.
Oh, but I want to know what kind of truck you're driving.
I drive a Kenworth.
A Kenworth. There you go. Good old Kenworth.
It's a blue Kenworth and everything. But just to let you know, from now on, when I'm in my truck, I'd be listening to you.
Appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so much. And, of course, you know, in your truck, you're always welcome to call us while you're on the road as well. Thanks so much for your call. We appreciate that. Chiming in, number one. We have a video we're launching about Putin and China just launching the Great Reset on the West. With this move, it's from Redacted News. Says Europe is in real trouble after the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline and failed Western sanctions on Russia. This week, we saw our clearest indication yet that the Russia-China alliance just launched the Great Energy Reset on the West after a series of massive trade escalations leading to new records. Now, understand, when Russia and China team up against the U.S., it's not going to be pretty. And everything that Biden, Sleepy Joe, is moving kind of slow at the junction, I can't, this guy, a mental acuity of an office furniture, which I really have a hard time even getting a visual of him without him shoving an ice cream cone in his face. I don't know what it is. It seems like he cares more about the bloody ice cream cone than he does about we the people. And he's taken his marching orders from somebody else. Gee, I wonder who's sitting in their basement talking in his ear. Remember that conversation? The Chinese Communist Party, according to an expert, we're talking about Bradley Thayer. He's a China expert and author. He says the Chinese Communist Party has reportedly set up defense mobilization offices across China, signaling the regime is preparing for war against the U.S. and its allies. This is Xi Jinping pulling the strings on this, attempting to prepare the Chinese people for that period of great sacrifice, which might be a sustained conventional war against the U.S. or even a nuclear conflict with the U.S. and its allies and the Chinese Communist Party. Thayer told China in Focus on NTD, a sister media outlet of the Epoch Times, pointing to the setup of military offices across China. So understand that the Chinese spy balloon traversing across the United States for a week before being shot down on February 4th is just, that's an understatement of what really is happening here. The U.S. also risks losing its pension funds in China as the regime seeks to undermine the economic base of America, according to Gregory Copley, president of the International Strategic Studies Association. And he can't get an explanation of why they're doing this. It's just amazing. They're putting up all kinds of barriers. According to billionaire investor Mark Mobius. And you know, why is that? Why is Mobius talking? Well, he's a billionaire investor. He said the Chinese regime has taken very significant action to prevent him from withdrawing his capital. And, of course, where's it all tied up? HSBC. It's situated in Shanghai. Now, HSBC stands for the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Company. So BlackRock, the world's largest investment manager, is the first foreign-owned company to receive a license to operate in China's $3.5 trillion mutual fund industry, according to Forbes. This is just a big lead up for everything else that we're talking about right now, because China has a way of screwing with our money and our funding. And we have a way, and I'm talking about this government and all these investors. We're into a multi, well, let's say, according to Ellen Brown, who just posted an article on Shearer, quadrillion. This is the securities market right now, and what they have pledged and what they've done with CDOs and spinning this thing around and around. We're into the quadrillions of dollars. It's all out there, and it's risk. We also have kidney removal from Chinese infants ringing alarms all over the world on CCP's organ production machine. Chinese doctors at Renji Hospital of Shanghai, Jiao Tong University, reported two cases of transplantation using kidneys from infants for adult patients with end-stage renal failure. Two infants had their kidneys removed 1 day and 3 days after birth, respectively. Given it would take weeks to months for an infant's kidney to be matched for transplant, doctors say maybe targeting babies before they're even born, using amniotic fluid tissue for typing to get a match. Oh, my. This is, oh, what a web we weave. This is sickening, folks. The craziness of it all. Yeah. Tom in Ohio. Good morning, sir. What's up?
Good morning, Dave. Everything's good here. I got my results of my IQ test, and it was negative.
Oh, you got to love it. Thank you for the humor this morning, Tom. It was negative. Love it.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
It was higher than Biden's, right?
Pardon?
It was higher than Biden's, right?
Right. the guy that was talking about the chip factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're building one here in central Ohio.
Okay.
They were bragging about how many billion dollars it's going to cost, and Congress had to approve that, and I have a couple of friends that are working there. They tell me, well, it's a union job, and they tell me that you got a guy on a backhoe, and you got a guy standing on the ground with him. The guy takes one scoop with the backhoe. The guy on the ground starts his stopwatch, and he has to wait 15 minutes before he can take another scoop. This stretches the job out, and it costs more money.
This makes no sense. So much for unions. I don't get me started on that, Tom. I mean, if this is what the guy on the ground's doing, I'm like, it's no damn wonder that it's costing so much money to build stuff. And if these guys didn't even have a project, they'd be sitting on their butts drawing unemployment. If that, they'd be lucky if they even have a pension. I don't get it. I think they've outlived their purpose, Tom. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. It's just, it's, you know, and the guy's probably making $30 an hour.
Yeah, at least. Okay.
You know, to stand there with a stopwatch. And, okay, here's another question I've got. If we have a chip factory, where do the materials come from to make the chips? China owns a lot of that.
Sure do.
Okay, well, China doesn't have to sell us the raw materials to build to make these chips. So what's the point in building a factory except for making a bunch of laundering a bunch of money?
Good point. I love it when you think outside the box, Tom. I love it. See, now you scored actually higher on your test than what you thought. the thing is, see, no, you're clear and concerned on the right thing, because China, you're right. This is all part of the idea of choking us off. And if they can do this by literally cutting our supply chain up into little bits and pieces, and it only has to be in certain increments to force America's supply chain to tank. We already know that from what happened during COVID. We already know about supply chains, looking at LA and Long Beach and all of these boats sitting out in the water. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but I was out there in January, and my attorney took me out to dinner, and he goes, "You see the Long Beach Pier out there?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, those boats have to stop. Now, we're talking about all those container ships. They got to stop their engines 20 miles out. The inertia from the boat's movement through the water, that 20 miles out, that inertia from the engines that were propelling that boat toward the beach and toward the Long Beach and the docks, that inertia carries that boat the last 20 miles in. I did not
That's
know
amazing.
That.
That's amazing.
It is. I didn't know that. I just, you learn something new every day. It's like, man, this is just awesome. But see, what happens when they sit out there and and all the supply chain is affected and these boats are dead in the water and they stop 40 miles out. So at the 20-mile marker, all of a sudden they're dead in the water. And it's like, wow, now they got to start up again, use more fuel, and, you know, cruise at slower speed to get in. And then it's a crapshoot whether they make the dock in one piece or we don't have dock accidents, which God only knows. We've had a lot of close air calls lately because of diversity and equity in the airline industry. So, you know, God forbid we lose a whole passenger plane or two before people finally realize, hey, maybe we need to go back to the merit system.
Couldn't hurt anything, could it?
I think a lot of us are into that.
Well, you know, we got to please everybody and soothe all these little nerves.
Oh, no, we can't do this woke stuff. I can't stand it anymore. America is not great when they got to cater to the woke. I imagine that they, as you know, I mean, when they have to put up barricades and put up fencing and everything to protect the Oscars last night, I'm just like laughing my butt off. Why would they have to do that? Were they expecting some sort of violence? Wow.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. But
oh, yeah, no. Just gotta love it. All the back channel stuff that we hear about. Anyway, you know, good points out of the gate this morning, Tom. Appreciate your call. Paris radicals are clashing with cops and setting fires, all because French President Emmanuel Macron, he decides that we need to increase the retirement age. Oh, my. From 62 to 64, despite overwhelming worker opposition. Yep, that's one of his central second-term agendas. Yeah, that means that they got to keep making people work because they're having money problems. Now, I want to talk about the finance aspect of things here, because over the weekend you heard about two banks failing. And I'll get into more detail on that. But on the world stage, the Silicon Valley Bank international fallout has affected the UK and the European Union. Believe it or not, they have lost 30 billion pounds overnight as the panic spreads from SVB's closing. We're talking about Silicon Valley Bank. This is the largest American bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis. In total, the European UK banking index saw a one-day decline of 3.8% with 33.5 billion euros or 35.6 billion being completely wiped off the balance sheets. And at the time that we opened the show, I just was looking at what the Dow futures were. And they were dropping like 80 points so far in trading. There's a big sell-off going on right now. Now, for those of you out there that aren't invested in the markets like me, I got out of the markets, man. It's too volatile. There are other ways to make money, like investing in mom and pops and or paying off real estate, becoming mortgage-free, not having interest-only loans. You know, if you're faced with one of those things, I've had people during the mortgage foreclosure crisis call up and tell me that they drained their 401k. And I said, well, you paid down on your loan or what did you do with the 401k money? She goes, no, we paid all the interest only payments so that we wouldn't be in default. And I went, oh, my God. I said, you would have been better off letting the bank just take the house and taking that 401k and buying a house mortgage free somewhere else in a different part of the country where the economy was better. That was my thought. You know, if you don't have a plan B and you start panicking and nothing is making sense, you need to sit down and get right with the Father and pray about where you're going. Then you won't end up like Mitch McConnell tripping over himself. I bet he had too many drinks at that dinner party. And, you know, when Mitch falls, it's because he's not watching where his feet are going. This is, you know, great example for the rest of us, huh? Our leaders, leadership by example, right? We're all looking at Congress and going, they're writing checks their body can't cash. How come I can't do that? Well, because our funds are limited. We don't have a meal ticket, the U.S. taxpayer, where we can just write checks our body can't cash. And whenever we get in the negative in our checking account, we get bashed with fees, right? But not the government. No, it's just interest on interest on interest on interest. And they just keep writing checks because they just keep raising the debt ceiling and life goes on. Obla-dee, obla-da. A Chinese rocket, meanwhile, a component of a Chinese rocket, re-entered the Earth's atmosphere over the southern U.S., according to U.S. Space Command. The rocket reportedly disintegrated over Texas. Of course, we don't know exactly where the parts that were left over might have landed. Nobody's complained about it so far. Climate activists are in despair as oil giant Saudi Aramco, believe it or not, you see, they cut our Keystone pipeline, killer economy, but Saudi Aramco posts a record $161 billion profit for last year. Wow. The Saudi stock market net income for 2022 is up 46% from $110 billion in 2021. And where is the United States in all this? Begging. Yeah, that's why Senor Joe went over to kiss the ring. Wonder what else he did when he was over there. Makes you wonder, given what Ashley wrote in her diary, doesn't it? And of course, if you're tuning in late, it's because you forgot to set your clocks back. There's a problem with this. You're not going to see sunrise until 7:50 a.m. and sunset till nearly 7:40. And of course, the annual exercise has its critics, prompting the U.S. Senate last year to pass a reform bill that would make daylight savings time permanent. But the effort stalled. So those of you who thought and called the show saying that they got done away with daylight savings time, no, they haven't. We got some serious problems in California, plus this weather issue that's hitting the rest of the country. Giant nor'easter headed in the direction of the New England states. And wow, we'll have more information on that after we come back from the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Frieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in. Wow. I mean, this is geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington, we've had him on the show multiple times, has just posted some more news over the weekend. For those of you not subscribing to his email, you probably should. Because there's explanations for why thousands of residents were forced to evacuate in the Northern California community of Watsonville after a levee broke over the weekend of yet another round of heavy rainfall. See, it's either feast or famine. That's what they'll say. Well, the weather changed and nobody thinks anything of it. There are some people out there that are still deniers of what they see up in the sky. Oh, that's just a vapor trail from a jet. No. You really need to think hard about that, because how do you know what they're spraying in the atmosphere and all that stuff is going to settle? We, the people, get to breathe it in. This is also affecting the weather system, the weather front that the federal government is now warning everybody about. That this nor'easter makes you wonder why all of a sudden, we thought we were going to get over winter. And then all of a sudden, Puxatawny Phil sees his shadow. Raspberry to you, Phil. 6 weeks of winter, really? Are you sure that it wasn't caused by those chemtrails up in the sky? Wow. More bad news. U.S. regulators yesterday announced they were closing Signature Bank, marking the second U.S. bank to fail days apart and the third largest bank failure in U.S. history. Yeah, and guess what they were into? Stable coin. Yeah, crypto, Coinbase, cryptocurrency settlement funds transfer network, payments Fireblocks. Yep, the bank had client offices in New York, Connecticut, California, Nevada, North Carolina, and 8 business lines, Beyond Digital Asset Banking. Remember that check the IRS wanted to know on your tax form? Whether or not you were dabbling in this? This is the very stuff I'm talking about where the bank goes belly up. Makes you wonder why we haven't seen more bank runs. Get that? Bill in Illinois, you're on. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to say something about chemtrails. I remember Joel Scholes, you know, he's a pilot. He was a pilot in Vietnam, and he's very familiar with how these things work. He said that chemtrails, if you see a vapor trail that's all connected, it's not a chemtrail. He said when they shoot chemtrails, they have to shoot it in spurts. So you see, like, you know, between dot, 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 and a straight line. If you see, like, you know, spurts in a trail, that's a chemtrail. So I just wanted to pass that on.
I appreciate it. I'm holding up a copy of Joel Skousen's book here, Strategic Relocation. I'm going to have to, because Joel is a very busy guy now, because he's got a ranch and he takes care of animals in the morning. And so I'm going to have to actually tape a segment with Joel. And we're going to try to get that on, because I want to find out exactly what updates there were and how he feels about that book, Strategic Relocation, now.
Yeah, it's very possible they're doing something different now. But that was on from about maybe a year and a half ago that he mentioned that on the Rents program. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I appreciate the input there, Bill. Thanks. Take care. Have a good day. So we're talking about Signature Bank, the third largest bank failure so far. Wow. And the FDIC, of course, puts it under receivership. Yeah, we'll get into a lot more of that and what happened with SVB, because the government does something, then it doesn't do something. This is just nutty. Because, see, now they say they want to bail them out, and then they say they don't want to bail them out. Then all of a sudden, now we have a plan. We don't want investors to lose all their money. Well, see, here's the problem. The head of, and I'm missing some headlines here this morning that I really want to focus on, because prior to the Silicon Valley Bank collapsing, apparently its CEO drew out about $36.5 million, the SVB chief, $3.6 million in shares several weeks before its collapse. What do we do about somebody like that? Do we prosecute him for insider trading? What did he know? Well, you see, rising interest rates. What do you think our government's doing about it? Not a damn thing. And how many people actually know about the FDIC? They could give you, they say, well, yeah, we insure up to $250,000 in each account. They only have to give you, they don't have the reserves. The FDIC is a corporation. It's a quasi-government corporation. The FDIC can give you back a dollar a year until the debt's paid off, till all your losses are recouped. As long as they pay you something, well, it's guaranteed, but they don't have that much money. They can pay each of 250,000 people who lost money a dollar. I mean, it's crazy. You know, we don't really know that much about the FDIC, other than the fact that, you know, they're part of banks and banking and USC 12 and 12 and 31 USC. Yeah, we know that they're there and they're supposed to insure institutions. But the thing is, what are they actually insuring? Most of you have already figured that out, right? Federal Reserve notes. And what are those? Fiat currency. So our entire system is all propped up on fiat money. As long as we, the people, are willing to go out and shell out that money, everything is fine. But what happens when people go to the bank and find, like they did over the weekend at Silicon Valley and Signature Bank, that the banks are closed and they can't get their money out? And they're standing in lines and they got to call the cops. Yeah, they did that in New York. They called the cops on people standing outside waiting for Signature Bank to open. Of course, it didn't. Trouble ensued and the police were called. Wow.
Give me my money.
How's that work when the bank's closed? Well, you put your money there, right? You trusted the banking system in this country, and this is what we get. I'm talking about we the people. We put our faith in the wrong thing. And we should have known if we were studying history well enough as of 1913, when the Federal Reserve Bank Act was passed, that we were going to end up in a lot of trouble. In fact, our forefathers warned us that if we let them come in and control inflation and deflation, our children were going to wake up slaves on the land their forefathers conquered. You know, it's even sad that they have to put it like that. Conquered. That means we took land from somebody. Huh. That reminds me of that little bit that Fire Sign Theater used to do about, you know, when they do that Indian war drum, that gold from Canada, oil from Mexico, geese from the neighbor's backyard, boom, boom, gold from the Indians, oil from the Indians, tobacco from the Indians, Indonesia for the Indonesians. Oh, yes, on Veterans Day. You know, all the craziness that Fire Sign Theater used to do. I think that was off of How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? I think that was the one. You remember it had Marx and Lenin on the cover, but it was Groucho Marx and John Lennon. Not who you thought. Anyway, you know, it's one of these crazy things, and you're just going, you know, they were making fun of all of this. This is what they did way back when. They protested, and they just made fun of our government, which is what we do here on the show. Probably one of the reasons why, you know, we kind of like, I like watching Gutfeld for that very reason, because he makes fun of all this stuff. I watched Gutfeld, I think, more than I do Tucker. But, you know, Tucker, ever since those videos came out, I mean, DV Kid, we've included a new article by her. January 6th, judges should be impeached by Congress after what they did to all of these people in the D.C. gulag. Representative Nancy Mace, there's a little rhino turncoat, she went on CNN State of the Union saying that Speaker Kevin McCarthy should release the January 6th security footage to all the media outlets. Yeah, like hell they would have run it. They would not have run it. Host Caitlin Collins said the other thing Pence said last night was, he said, it mocks decency to portray what happened on January 6th as tourist sightseeing. No. You see, you twisted the narrative again to try to fit your thing. Whatever that thing is, it's not working anymore. Because once people saw it, then other things started to come undone. Rogers Roots, an attorney representing Dominic Pizzola, a capital breach defendant on J6, alleged yesterday the FBI committed crimes by altering evidence and requested the court appoint a special master to review the evidence. He's basically saying that there were classified FBI emails that were hidden in a tab in an Excel spreadsheet, which included a directive to Miller to destroy 338 pieces. This is Special Agent Nicole Miller he's talking about. 338 pieces of evidence and edit out an FBI agent from an informant report. Destroying evidence is a federal crime. It falls under federal crime under more than one statute. Same goes with altering documents, records. That's a federal crime. Not just obstruction. It's John Pierce, a law attorney, telling the Epoch Times in an interview yesterday. So now that we know that this gobbledygook, I mean, doesn't it sort of make more of sense of a pattern here? That J6 was a trap? Now, you know, you all can call the show right now and take it up. Bring it. You got the data? Bring it. 844-769-2944. If you got a counter argument, even Naomi Wolf, who I've had on the show before, has issued an apology, formal letter of apology to Republicans and conservatives after believing what she described as lies about the January 6, 2021 Capitol breach. She saw what was going on camera with all of this, and she said, I am so sorry. You know what, Naomi, I forgive you. Don't worry. I understand. We were all fooled, Naomi. It's okay. I would love for you to call the show. I got your cell number. I probably should just pick it up and call you and have you join it. Keith in Oklahoma, go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Forgive me if you've already talked about this. I haven't been able to listen for the past couple of days, but I had a comment on that. I don't know if you've talked about the freedom cities that Trump has been promoting.
Oh, yeah, we have. I remember that. And there was some back channel argument about that, Keith, about, hey, this is almost like these 15-minute cities are talking about the UK.
No, it's not almost. It is. It's nothing more than Agenda 21, 2030 promotion of volunteer federal-run prison camps.
Yeah, it's no wonder Trump's numbers are dropping in the polls. People are starting to figure out what's going on. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, say no. I think a lot of people are still snowed. I mean, say my question. I'm just so baffled. When are we going to be done with this guy? And you know, it's like being punched in the face over and over. You know, oh, it's Trump punching me in the face. He's trying to help me. I mean, I don't understand. It baffles me.
Keith, he got the booster. he won't even walk that back. Knowing what we know, he won't even walk that back. That's what really boggles the conscience, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. It baffles me. And then I had another quick comment. The guy, I think, is from Ohio, Bill, called about the chemtrails a minute ago. I guess you've had on many times, Dane Wigington. Undisputed video evidence of, you know, it being deployed on, off. And it doesn't have to be this little spurting thing. Like I said, you know, she strikes in the sky. It's chemicals. You know, it's undisputed video evidence. Anyway, just thought I would add that.
Appreciate that, Keith. Thanks so much for chiming in this morning. It's always nice to hear from you. And you know, people, once we get started, we get on a roll, and everybody wants to get into the conversation. This is a good thing. Love it when you do that. By the way, do you remember they were talking about trying to take your gas stoves? And you remember the arguendo now that's floating around about what the government can't legally do? They get private corporations to do it? Well, guess what? They've now filed. I'm talking about attorneys out there that have this issue. A California woman bought an LG gas stove from Costco in October of last year, claiming in a lawsuit that she's just filed with some other folks, she was unaware of the risks associated with the product before purchasing. Oh, my. So now we have a class action lawsuit filed in California alleging LG Electronics USA Inc. sold gas range stoves in the U.S. without properly notifying customers of toxic emissions prior to their purchases. Oh, shucky darn. You see, there's some gold brickers out there that got this figured out. They're already jumping the gun. Like I said, what the government doesn't want to do, I mean, all they had to do was Trump had to open his mouth over there in the government and say, yeah, we need to get rid of these gas ranges. And now look, now we got lawsuits helping that along. Isn't that wonderful? Dan in New Jersey, you're on the air. What's up?
Good morning, Dave. Do I recall correctly that in recent years, about a dozen major post-depression area laws were repealed that had previously put restrictions and chains on the banks and financial industry just to prevent what's happening now from happening?
Yes, as a matter of fact, in 1999, then President William Jefferson Clinton signed into law the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, which repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which was set up post-Depression to stop the banks from playing in the securities market. And when that happened, well, in 2007 and 2008, well, we know what happened. I wrote a book about it called Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall now, since I've resupplied them. And the thing is that, you know, I've sold over 10,000 copies of that book, and people only buy it when they're threatened with foreclosure or there's something serious going on with their finances.
Well, my friend, if Jesus delays much longer, he's not going to find any flesh left alive on this earth. So, Maranatha.
That's right. Wow. Thank you for that. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador. Oh, we got all four names in there. Wow. He's threatened to start a public information campaign in the U.S. against Republican lawmakers after several GOP have called on the U.S. military to start targeting drug cartels south of the border. Yeah, that's in the wake of the kidnapping of four Americans. Now, guess what? We got three more missing. And Texas is now saying, please do not go there. Well, Elon Musk is chiming in on the J6 videos. He's calling for the release of January 6th defendant Jacob Chansley, otherwise known as the QAnon Shaman. Free Jacob Chansley, the world's richest person, has 131 million followers on Twitter, wrote in a Twitter post on Friday. In case you missed it. Like, they're going to listen to Elon, right? I think half of people don't understand the way Elon thinks. Elon changes his mind a lot. And, you know, I just can't get over the fact that Naomi Wolf issued a formal letter of apology. Well, she's a journalist, and she wrote this on Substack. She says, I believed wholesale so much else that has since turned out not to be, as I was told, it was by NPR, MSNBC, and the New York Times. She writes on Substack, anyone in leadership who misrepresented to the public the events of the day so as to distort the complexity of its actual history must also be held accountable, she wrote. Wow. And that includes the five cops that weren't killed by J6 protesters. This is nuts, isn't it? This is what our world has come to. Sad but true. Now, you know that we have this March special where you can save 10% on the Allergies Blessed Water Kit. Allergens, by the way, trigger symptoms in the nose, throat, lungs, ears, and sinuses. And we thought you might like to try something a little different if you suffer with these symptoms. The person writing the article we're including on her email blast diffuses essential oils in her home almost constantly. And she switches up to the essential oil choices depending on the time of the year and the symptoms she has. And there's some tips on there, depending on the capacity of the diffuser, about using 2 to 5 drops of any of the oils that we recommend from Butterfly Express in whatever combination you like. You can use a drop of each on a tissue and just basically put it up to your face and inhale it deeply. And so you experiment with these oils to find out the combination that gives you the most relief. So there you have it. And you can, you know, not really give it away and say, well, I had therapy, right? It was aromatherapy. Had you going there. So much stuff going on in the world today right now. And what we have to do basically is, whatever, you know, we were talking about at the beginning about not setting your clock forward, you know, spring forward, fall back. Sleep experts are saying that the time shift is hard on the human body. I'm going to tell you what I did, because my body clock, somewhere between 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning, my body clock kicks in and I get up. I beat the 5 o'clock alarm, right? Central. And start working on the news cycle. Well, when daylight savings time happens, now it's shifted forward even more. So what I did yesterday is, after I got done with my usual round of playing in the news and getting stuff posted and reading emails and processing stuff on my computer, I went back to bed for another 2.5 hours. And that was after one cup of coffee. And I slept for another 2.5 hours. And at 10:30, I got up and I recuperated from all the sleep I lost, knowing that we were coming into a shift. And I also like this tip for coping from Dr. Peter Polos. He's a sleep medicine specialist at Sleep Number, which I happen to have. He said the time change is very difficult for many people, citing increases into auto accidents, even more cardiac events. These include going to bed 20 to 30 minutes earlier, several days in advance of the day of the time change. Similarly, waking up about 20 to 30 minutes earlier helps with the adjustment. And see, this is what I do as far as my internal clock goes. I just decided to make it, a one-time stop shop on the Sleep Number and just get another 2 to 3 hours more sleep. And of course, you know, you can play with your, there are essential oils out there that you can play with your circadian rhythm, by the way, did you know? And circadian rhythm is controlled by these two little bones on the back of your ears. If you reach back behind your ear right now and feel them, They're called the mastoid bones. And you know that they're the mastoid bone because they radiate vibrations. If you take a tuning fork and whack it and hold it up to your ear and touch your mastoid bone, you'll actually hear the frequency in your ear. That's how it works. Cochrane Reviews editor-in-chief has issued an unusual statement claiming a recent paper published by the Review does not show masks don't work. He said the interpretation of the paper is inaccurate and misleading. Wow. Coming up to the top of the hour break, we're going to talk about fake meat and other junk. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.